These are some of our pivotal trials in PAH. Not going to go into too much depth here, just to quickly mention the one on the top is the Seraphim study. It studied macitentan. They looked at 3 or 10 milligram tablets versus placebo. The 10 milligram dose is what was approved. And what they showed in that study was that there was a decrease in the risk for having a worsening event. The second study was Griffon, and that was the study of selexipag. And what it showed was that the proportion of patients without a worsening event was better with selexipag, and that led to the approval. FREEDOM-EV was a study, a long-term study of oral treprostinil versus placebo, and they showed decrease in clinical worsening, and that led to the approval of oral treprostinil. And then PATENT 1 and 2 were the two studies that studied riociguat. PATENT 1 looked at riociguat in group 1 PAH patients, and then PATENT 2 looked at this drug in